At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing, so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at SeventhGeneration.com.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guys, quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up, everybody. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I am the Get Fit Guy. In today's episode, I sit down and chat with the author of the book, Dautier, My Journey to Becoming a Two-Time CrossFit Game Champion. And we dig into the mindset topics that she discusses in her book. At age 26, Katrin Tanya Davidsdottir is an Icelandic CrossFit athlete who's best known for her gritty appearances at the CrossFit Games. She is the women's champion of the 2015 and the 2016 CrossFit Games, which makes her only one of two women who can claim the title of two-time fittest woman on Earth. So, when it comes to picking the brain of someone who knows how to win, Katrin is the obvious choice, and I just had to invite her on the podcast. Her book, Dautier, My Journey to Becoming a Two-Time CrossFit Games Champion, hit the bookshelves, both physical and virtual bookshelves, in August of 2019. And, in all honesty, I was blown away by it. I started reading the book out of sheer curiosity, but I kept reading the book out of compulsion. Like watching the CrossFit Games themselves, I needed to find out what happened next. This isn't just a book about CrossFit. It's a book about mental and physical strength, goal setting, struggle, mindset, motivation, heartbreak, and compassion. Now, when I interviewed Katrin, she was staying at her grandfather's house in Iceland and using his computer, so the audio quality isn't perfect, but hopefully it's good enough. I apologize for that. Now I'm going to jump straight into the conversation where Katrin and I were actually discussing how weird it is to have written memoirs and have people know things about your life without actually having met you before.
Now when people have kind of read the book, and they might know stuff about me that like I haven't told them, and they feel they always feel like so weird, like should they say they know it? Should they ask me about it? Or I'm always like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, it's like social media has taken us to a certain level of knowing things about each other's lives without actually talking about them.
Yeah, but, and you might not even have met a person and you feel like you just completely know them.
Yeah, and I feel like I know you because I read the book and you do reveal a lot of very personal details. And I have to admit, when I started reading the book, I did it because it passed my desk and I like CrossFit and you're a formidable athlete, of course. And I read it really out of curiosity, but I got totally sucked in because it really is such a powerful story. And you're so honest in it too. Was that hard for you?
I think it's always hard to be vulnerable. You're exposing yourself, but that was the only way that I was ever going to do this book. And it's been such a long process. And from like 2015, when the opportunity first came, it was so crazy. I was like, I don't know who writes books. It's other people. It's grown up people. It's people who know how to write books. But it never really occurred to me that it could be me until other people's stories and journeys and things that they've gone through are probably the things that have helped me the most. And if there's anything that can ever resonate within anybody else's story, or if someone can do something, I believe, you know, so can I. So that was kind of like the first thing that was like, you know what, I want to share my story. And then it was really hard. It's really hard to put, what do I want to put in there? What do I want my message to be? And ultimately it just came down to telling my story. And this is my journey so far. And I want it to be open and honest. And there are things in there that, you know, I'm not necessarily proud of, or, you know, thoughts or actions, but I try to always learn from them. And hopefully someone can learn from that and not have to go through it themselves. But yeah, ultimately, it was the only way that I was going to do it. And of course, it is nerve-wracking, but I'm very proud of it.
You should be. I was, like I said, I got sucked right in, and I didn't want it to end too. It did seem like all of a sudden it was over. I'm like, wait, but there's...
That was another thing. I didn't know how to end my story that doesn't have an ending, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. You're nowhere near the end of your career.
I'm not done. And I was like, I didn't want there to be an ending to the book. I needed it to be like a dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I fully expect there to be a part two.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get too far, I'm Canadian, so when I see words that are in different languages, my default is to pronounce some French. So your name, I want to say Catherine Davidsdottir, like kind of thing. Is that close?
So how I pronounce it in Icelandic is Katrin Tanya Davidsdottir.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And
so Katrin.
Yeah, but since I started CrossFit, the announcers have always just gone Katrin Davidsdottir. So it's easy, people can pronounce it, and that's just kind of what I say. But in Icelandic, it's Katrin Davidsdottir.
Right. That is easy. But there was that part in the book where you actually pointed out that one of the announcers didn't pronounce your name right. And I was like, oh, maybe I'm imagining it wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. So getting back to you, not necessarily the book, but I have seen in a few different places that you refer to yourself as sled dog. And that didn't come up in the book. So I'm curious, why do you refer to yourself as that?
It's actually my coach, Ben Bergeron, that came up with that first. And ever since I was a kid, I just love doing work and conditioning. And, you know, if I wasn't in gymnastics, I would make up my own conditioning sets, you know, when I was on summer vacation. And when I started CrossFit, I always wanted more. I wanted more events. I wanted more workouts in a day. I just wanted to spend all my time in the gym. And, you know, there's only so much you can train that's going to benefit you, because you have to recover. And once you've done so much, like, there comes a point where you're actually just like working against yourself. I just love the work so much, and it makes me feel so happy and so accomplished at the end of the day. So whenever I was at training camps, I was always the one who'd finish whatever he had put up on the board for us. And I was always begging him for more. And, you know, some days, you know, I'd ask for more, and he'd be like, you know what? Okay. And he would always see how happy it would make me. And then some days I wanted to do something more, and he'd just say, no, you know what? Like, it's not the right thing to do today. And I'd get so upset. You know, it actually, like, it put me in a worse mood, and I'd be upset about not getting to do more work or more workouts. And so he started calling me the sled dog, and he was like, sled dogs love doing the work, and they just put their head down and they do the work. And when they're tied up, they're howling. They're so unhappy because they want to be running and they want to be doing the work. And he was like, that's what sled dogs do. So he started calling me the sled dog.
I love it. And I love that the idea that you have this belief. You even said, right, like the first thing out of your mouth was that you believe in doing the work, and you're dedicated to doing the work. Mm-hmm. And I think that sort of mindset is something that I think a lot of people kind of miss in their, not necessarily even just in their athletic career, but in sort of their day-to-day life of looking at work as being oppressive rather than I get to do the work, it's I have to do the work.
That's a huge part of how I want to live my life. And that is, we get to do the things that we do. We don't have to do anything. You can choose what you want to do. You get to do the things that you do. And I think that's a good, like, change in perspective of things. Like, you know, you have to drive your kids to practice. No, like, you have kids and you get to drive them to practice. Like, they get to do the sport that they love. You know, it's always like, it's the same situation and whatever we're doing, but it's just a change in perspective. And the same, like, if you're tired and you don't want to be doing your lift, it's like, don't think about it as, oh, I have to go snatch later today. It's like, no, like, I get to go snatch later today, and I have this opportunity to go snatch and get better at it today.
And do you think that that's a big part of how you stay motivated to not only perform in competition, but also just in everyday training and just showing up at the gym every day?
Yeah, I think it's that kind of like change in perspective and thought patterns is something that I think can easily shift your mood and shift what you're thinking. Instead of being like tired and like, oh, like I have to do this, like change it into no, you get to do this. And if you think about why you're doing something and that you're going to get better at it, then you can start getting excited about it.
That's awesome. I completely believe that. And I'm going to write that on a sticky note, put it somewhere in my office here. So I remember to do that because it really is powerful. Do you have any other sort of, not necessarily tricks, because I don't want to call that a trick, but any other techniques you have to stay motivated?
I think something that has derailed me in the past and that I think is just like a hard way to live, but I think most of us do this to some extent, is like compare ourselves to others. And you're always thinking, you know, what someone else is doing. Or you see, like on Instagram, everyone's posting their highlights. Like if they hit a great lift today, like they're going to post it and something like, oh my gosh, like she hit this number and why am I not there? Or, you know, I'm working on my muscle ups a lot and I keep thinking, you know, how is she so good at these muscle ups? Like I'm not even nearly there. Instead, like try and shift that and try and think about like, how good can I get? Like how good can my muscle ups get today? And if I work on them today, they're going to get better, and be happy with all the steps that you're taking forward instead of looking ahead and seeing how many steps you feel like are left. So I think it's really just like be here, be now, and focus on what you can do to make yourself better. And once you're in that kind of mindset, like you can have, there are all these little wins every single day. And if you take those wins, like you're going to keep stepping forward every day. Little tiny, like not even 1% better every day, like a teeny bit percent better every day is great. Cause at the end of the year, like at the end of the year or a couple years or a couple months, like it's going to add up to a lot of things, even though you don't see it in the day to day.
I feel like things like Instagram and Twitter and Facebook and stuff even contribute more to that comparison thing that you
absolutely.
Were talking about.
Like I can't imagine being a teenager today.
Yeah.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation Laundry Detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour, and they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit truegreen.com, TRUGREEN.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Now, your coach, you mentioned Ben Bergeron.
Yeah.
In the book, he really plays this role of a mentor and almost like a Zen master. He's got some great ways to keep you grounded. And one of them was that he made you and sort of turned your mind around to plan for what you're going to do when it all goes wrong, or sort of planning for disaster. Can you can you fill the listeners in on how that worked for you?
That's actually like a funny story, because that's something that I had to learn. And something like visualization, like I used to do that when I was a gymnast, but I used to visualize the perfect routine. I used to visualize myself, you know, like getting up on the beam and doing the perfect routine throughout the end. And like, I used to do that before competition. And, you know, then the same when I started CrossFit, it just transferred over. And I, you know, you think about like, how do I want this workout to go? And then that's not life. You know, like, okay, let's say it might go really well and like, great, but there are so many things that could possibly go wrong. So when they did go wrong, I didn't have a plan because my plan was it for it to go perfectly. So it always catch you off guard, and you either takes you longer to react well to it, or it takes you long to like adjust to what's happening, and it didn't go as well. So I remember this one time before regionals, Ben was kind of like, you know, we go through like, all right, what's our plan? And then he goes, okay, like, what if this happens? And I couldn't figure out why he was saying that. Like, no, like we have a plan. And he's like, no, like, but what about if this happens? Like, what are you then going to do? And I was like, I was kind of upset with him because I felt like he was being so negative. I was like, why are you saying that? Like, why are you I'm already nervous. Like, why are you making me think about like that it could go wrong? And then sure enough, things do go wrong and I didn't react very well and I don't make the gains. And after that, like, I started working so much more with him and I started working on my mindset and I started reading sports psychology books. And at the same time that I started working with Ben, and he would kind of help me every day, like, what should I be focusing on? And that's like, you should be focusing on things that you can control. And if they're outside of your control, you shouldn't be focusing on them because that's just wasted energy. So like before the next year's games, before the 2015 games, he would kind of like, I remember sitting me down. He was like, all right, tell me everything that could go wrong at the games, like everything. And we sat down and we wrote a list on a whiteboard and we wrote down 101 things that could go wrong. And it was anything from, you know, like getting a no rep from a judge or forgetting my goggles on the way to the venue or a shark attack or having a headache or tearing my hands or like anything that you could think, my shoelace is coming undone. And after we wrote down everything that could go wrong, and then we went back to number one and we were like, all right, can we control this? Let's say it's your shoelaces. My shoelaces came undone. Can we control it? Absolutely. All right, what should we do? Like, what can we do to prevent that? I'm going to double tie my shoelaces. And let's say they do come undone. Like, what am I going to do? Like, if it's a running event, like, I probably should stop, stay calm, and that will help me tie them faster. But like, the number one thing would always be like, can I prevent it? You know, and the same like with the hand tear, it's like, all right, how are we going to prevent that? By, all right, we're going to remember using our grips all the time. Or getting a no rep. It's like, you can't get that rep back and you can't fight with your judge. So it's way better to number two, try and do a better rep. And if you can't understand why you're getting a no rep, then you stop and you ask your judge, all right, what can I do to do better? And then you carry on. So it's all these little things that like, then when they go wrong, because it always is going to go wrong, then you have a plan B and a plan C and a plan D. And it kind of like, you're so quick at just going to the next plan that it's almost as if nothing is going wrong because you're already expecting it.
And it's that calmness that really, really defines it, isn't it? Like that, the ability to stay calm and in the moment, not waste that energy, freaking out. True.
I always like when people ask me what the difference is between me in 2014 of not making the games and kind of like freaking out on the competition floor, or 2015 winning the CrossFit games. I literally, the thing that like I want to describe it is like, it was like someone took a windshield wiper and like cleaned my brain out. It was just so much clearer and calmer. And it was just a huge game changer.
Now, I know a lot of the listeners out there are going to be wanting to get some actionable things they can take away. And you've given us a few really good nuggets here, but can you give some advice to somebody who may be just starting their fitness journey and they may be struggling to either get to the gym or stay motivated, or maybe they're recovering from injury or something like that?
I think the number one thing is to find something that you enjoy. And it's not going to be the same for everyone. I think CrossFit is for most people, and I think most people really do enjoy it because you get to show up at a certain time. You have, you know, all your so many friends there. You're always in a big group of people, so you have someone to kind of like go through the suffering or the workout with, or you have someone to high five when you accomplish something, and someone to like, you know, pep you and keep you going if the workout is hard. And you have a coach, which is like something that, like for me, when I joined a global gym, I never knew what I wanted to do, and I would always show up and be like, all right, what should I do today? And you're kind of just walking around playing a guessing game. And there you have someone that gives you a program. It's going to be so diverse every single day. So you're always doing new things and you're always challenging yourself. But I've also seen that it's not for everyone. And some people like dancing, and some people like spending more time outside and doing running or biking. And I think it's just getting to find something that you really enjoy. And then I think it's finding workout partners, you know, having someone to go on the journey with, and then doing what's right for you. You know, if I think about my mom, it took her so long to get started because, number one, she was always like, I can't do what you do. And it's like, you don't have to do what I do. You know, you don't have to do muscle ups or pull ups or the same weight. Like, you, it's your workout. So if there's pull ups, you can do banded pull ups. And if there's muscle ups, you can change the movement. And, or if it's a barbell, you can lower the weight. So just make it for you, focus on doing your best, and have fun with it. I think that's the biggest thing.
That is fantastic. I love that message. Now, it has been great to have you on, and I hate to let you go already, but can you let everybody know where they can find you? I know you've got a great online presence, some really wonderful motivational videos and stuff. Where can they find you?
Thank you. I'm mostly on Instagram. That's where I've tried out Facebook and Twitter and all that, but it's a lot. So Instagram is the one where you can find all of my stuff. And it's just my first and middle name. It's Katran Tanja. So Katran and then Tanja.
Great. I'll make sure to put that in the show notes so people can just click it and find you really easily. And your book is available, well, everywhere pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on, I know it's on Amazon, and it's on bookstores and Audible, which I am super happy with that I decided to like read myself. I both had a lot of fun with it, and it's like in my voice, and I kind of got to relive it all again. So I'm super excited about that too.
I am too. That's perfect for people who listen to podcasts and tend to love audiobooks. So that's perfect for this audience.
Yeah. And the Audible book is kind of funny though, because my dad is English and he can't stand. So when I speak to my dad, I actually speak with a British accent. I don't know if people know that, but the audio version drives him crazy. So he's told me that he's not listening to that and he's going to read the book, but for the rest of the listeners, they can make their own decision.
All right. Come on, Dad.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again, Katran, for coming on the Get Fit Guy podcast. And I really appreciate it. And I encourage all of the listeners out there to pick up the book. I'm not just blowing smoke. I really enjoyed it and devoured it. In fact, I usually take quite a while to.
Thank you so much.
I'm one of those slow readers usually, but I finished it in about 3 days.
No way.
Yeah.
It's so funny because it's my, like, it's my book and it's just my life and my family and whatever I've gone through. So it's never, you don't know. I'm like, is this like interesting to other people or entertaining? And so I'm really excited to hear that. Yeah.
Yeah. You did a wonderful job. And so I really enjoyed your relationship with all your family and stuff too. And not just the competition stuff, although that was sort of edge of your seat kind of things, especially the, like when the scoring is coming up. Anyway, I won't spoil it for everybody. Go out and pick up the book. I'll put a link in the show notes, and thank you once again.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Katran. I know I did. And make sure you tune in next week because we're going to do a reissue of a really popular episode from a while ago about whether you should mix your weights and your cardio or keep them separate during your workouts. And the answer may surprise you. So make sure you tune in for that. Get Fit Guy is written, narrated, and in this case, interviewed by me, Brock Armstrong, with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. Our audience development and marketing coordinator here at Quick and Dirty Tips is Morgan Ratner. Our digital ad operations coordinator is Michelle Margulis. Our digital assistant is Emily Miller. And our vice president and fearless leader is Kathy Doyle. If you enjoyed this podcast, and in particular the interview style episodes, I'd appreciate it if you just sent me a note. You can send it to me on Facebook or on Twitter. I'm at GetFitGuy. Or you can write to me at GetFitGuy@QuickAndDirtyTips.com. Or you can always find me at BrockArmstrong.com. I'd love to know how you feel about these type of interviews versus the other type of episodes. Now, what are you waiting for? Get out there and be a sled dog.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Human nature can get a little messy, but nature is powerful enough to save us from ourselves. Seventh Generation laundry detergent lifts away tough stains with a 97% bio-based formula. For when you think whipping up yellow curry chicken in white pants is a great idea, totally not speaking from experience. Let nature do its thing so you can feel confident doing yours. That's the power of Seventh Generation. Find Seventh Generation laundry detergent in fresh lavender and other scents at seventhgeneration.com.